A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama, for indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
For the Lord is surely good. I don't know whether you understand what that means. That's why we sing such songs that nothing can. Because what brings the goodness unto your life is you being placed where nothing can harm you there. Nothing can touch you there. Nothing. Even death. You see, death in all its meaning, it's not really someone stopping to breathe. Because we have a lot of walking dead guys. Did you know that? If they don't have the revelation of God, the true revelation of God, they are going to be walking and walking. Is he? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Now tap your neighbor. Eh? Now if you are wife and husband, you've tried to find another. Tell them you look beautiful. You look wonderful. And surely his mercies shall glow and glow and glow and glow. And glow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, that has just liberated a lot of you who think that you are ugly. Eh? You see, I wish you could see yourself in the mirror of God. Thank you, Jesus. In the mirror of God. But also, the factor that makes all these things to happen, that factor is called the Spirit of God. The realm of God. Where he is, he desires that you are there, eh? So that these things that disturb men and women, eh? Again, for you know, he says that we do not wrestle. Ephesians 6, I think verse 12. Eh? For we do not wrestle. If you think that you are just fighting your landlord, eh? Yeah? I was going to say over your dead body, but let me say. He says, for we do not wrestle against landlords. Eh? Because that which is meant to pay them, you can alter it the way you want. Hmm? If you still want to be there, paying. Some of you around here, you pay the guy. It's not even much. It's about 7K here. And then you think, if you want, the house is there. But if you still want to be there, now, I think we should leave some topics. You see, Okay. Who is Runda? Especially you guys here. Jody saying yes. you understand? The best of the best in this world. You see, let me remind you. The carnal man, the non-revelational man, is busy planting trees and houses on the moon. You, the child of God, even like a plot of, you see, it has refused. You see, Let me put it in Greek. There is a certain man I'm seeing, but he's in glory. But you know, he's trying to understand the Mekata thing, but he can't actually. Say, what are you guys seeing? You see? You see? Tell your neighbor that the spirit realm is your parent realm. You see? You realize that I don't normally tell you to say certain things, but I want you to say it again, that the spirit realm is your parent realm. Now, parent, not parent of Ushago, parent to mean the first thing and the last thing. Actually, that's your process. That's the first and last. You understand? When you understand this, you will know that all along you've not been fighting landlords and being blocked in parkings. You understand? But again, you should be more disturbed. If something happens to you over and over again, let's say the negative way, the bad way. Let me use this example. You should be disturbed that especially you that we started with 2017. And you died of a Futsubishi. Today I won't have you, but Futsubishi. You see, it's routine that after here, it's a bit walk, matatu. He said, yeah, that, you see, my matatu is what? 12, 1, what? Certain things should be disturbing you. If you can live, to some of you, we've actually shared some of these things. If you can live with a need today, yesterday. Well, there's no yesterday now, because now you're already in your future. I want you to meditate and envision all those things. Life is there, especially with that which you capture with your heart. You understand? If you knew how the Lord honors your heart, has desire. Can you imagine that? And it's your highway unto Him, unto His realm. I'm talking about your heart. That's why you can't play around with what enters there. You get it? So if you can live with a need today, yesterday, is it still the same need? Then it enters the routine kind of mindset. The kawaida kind. As usual. Some of you ask for kawaida tea in restaurants. Kama kawaida. I'm again seeing this guy. What are you guys speaking? Maybe someday I'll actually unveil it. The parent realm is the spirit. For you do not wrestle. What else? Let's say, matatu guys. Because of 50 bob. You give it to me, I won't worry. You know how they forget, they pretend they've actually forgotten. But you see, all that is too much. If you are not yet disturbed by those things, do you guys get it? A sickness. Maybe let me talk about a sickness. Some of these, if you see sometimes what kills people, what people mean by death, actually some of them, it's not even what people call the usual sicknesses. Because, it has now settled in people's minds. Because when you say, someone passed on, and then they say, what did they die of? It means that there is a kama kawaida mindset. You guys get it? If you saw certain things, there's a certain man of God, he's called Miles Monroe, you remember? If you see him in the spirit and how that thing was orchestrated, there is no hand of the devil. I'm telling you guys, if you think that it's a disease, this devil, you see, now you know who I'm talking about when I say that he doesn't actually understand. I'm telling you the truth. When you transcend and start operating, do you know the Lord wants you to operate like him? He says, as he is. As he is. You know, again, these things, we read about them, we memorize and what. In churches, we've come up with sermons. It's not this month's sermon. It's about fasting. I know you see guys shrinking. And evaporating until they are no more. You see? Someday we're on a fasting. I don't know how many days. So, a certain friend of mine invited me with a certain friend. I will not look in their direction. I said, okay. Kumbe, this guy has been this word. You see? Because it didn't come with revelation. Until I told the guy, no, you eat. You eat. Because the true, whatever liberation was actually through eating. And after I ate, now what? I can walk. Now. I'm not going to look there. You understand? Some of these sicknesses that people think are sicknesses, it's actually not. Though many have actually been orchestrated by the devil because you are not aware. You are just merely fighting a disease. Okay, for starters, maybe that headache. Simple headache or what? So, why don't you shift it? The trick is simple. Pray in other tongues by looking into the direction of healing. Actually, start seeing yourself already healed. Now you dwell there. It, when you are starting out, it can actually be 20 minutes. But also, you know, to some of you, I visited that place where the Lord said, couldn't you even wait for me for 1 hour? You see, do you realize it wasn't an hour? 2 minutes, pop, they are knocked out. See, we have walked, what? You see? And the four-legged donkey, the modernized one, hadn't yet come. That's how we fear these things. Material things, but four-legged donkey. I'm talking about a car. Not a Vitz. Please don't think, for me the Lord, if you what? I see guys here planning for Vitz. I don't know when I went to Singapore. Not in the spirit, but in the physical. You can as well visit it. In both. Spirit and what? So man, there was this particular mall. You see, you guys, I'm teaching you who you are. In the realm of the spirit, the Lord is not looking at you as kawaida. I'm telling you. The usual man. I'm a humble man, usual humble man. They even see the t-shirt you walk with everywhere. So we are standing somewhere. It was a mall. I don't remember the car, but it was, you know, Singapore is, some of you have to go there. To conquer wherever I shall step foot. But you see now that stepping foot there, such in the spirit. Remember Abraham? He said, look to the north, south, what? All that you see, I've given it to you. Until you shift it in the transcending, subconscious state of yours, it won't happen. Until it reaches the subconscious state, it's not yet ready in the heart. It's just by mind. You are just wishing. I wish I can have a Vitz. Oh, I wish I could have a car. The day I will have a car, I will what? Ellen, is she here? Yes. When you get a car, yeah? No, no, don't come. Just sit there. And family, you guys use it for the glory of God. I've told you. And you'll get it not by power, not by might. Because I see the girl saving. Save. Eh? No, there's a deal that shall come. Eh? So, I've said it. Today is what? Fourth. Eh? You see? Eh? But you see, those things are for starters. Eh? A car is for sticking. Okay, the Lord says, my son. Eh? Okay. Do you know? We are waiting for some of you to have that, so that we can also shift. But now, we are looking at you, matatu. Okay, to some of you, it's good now. Because if we were to give you right now that car, that's why I've warned her, you use it for that. You see, even giving you 1 million here, to hell with those fellowships. Ah! The Lord has visited me. No, the Lord wants to visit you much more than just one M. You see, let me tell you. There are guys actually who do not actually, they think because they've never held 70K. Yeah? Listen to that. So they think 70K is what? You've said it. It's not me. So, remember Jesus? So you say. Okay, let's take it to 100K. Yeah? So, and let's say we give you what? Yeah? 100K. So for as long as you have 100K, you think you have a lot of money. But actually, there is a non-believer out there who actually blows it in. Actually, with 100 kids, and I don't have money. Okay. So you start eating. Yeah? When will you ever have 100K for just what, chilling? You know, there is a value you've attached to money, a physical value. The day you'll actually shift it to your subconscious state, the Spirit of God, that money clearly will start what? Multiplying. Eh? And actually, thank God that you are at a place which multiplies. Eh? Increases, multiplies, because I'm simply a prophet. One of the benefits that I carry is just that. Eh? But depending on how you're looking at things, because I can come here and say, it's game. This guy talks well. I like the articulation. I like the excellence. You know, some guys out there comment about what? The beautiful what? Ushers. Can you imagine they come here as a, for some reason they want to have a handshake. Eh? So, but they are married somewhere. Okay, I'm joking. So, you see? So then, let's say the highest that guy has held is 20K. So for as long as they have 100K, they think they have a lot of money. So now panic comes when now it reduces to 20K and less. See, the money what? You understand that? The Lord wants you. To understand the language of abundance. You are not just going to experience it in heaven. Eh? Yeah? Remember that, he says that testing the powers of the age to come. If abundance is that age to come, then he wants you to, you are not just waiting for it in vain. Eh? But actually, he wants you to actually experience it. You guys get it? Testing the powers of the age to come. And I have tested the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. This guy had actually tested it. You remember when he went, this is Paul, I think. Yeah? You remember when he went to that island after shipwreck and what? Yeah? Malta. Yeah? And then he says, and then the villagers honored us with good things. You see, and this is a prisoner. But you see, he does not have the prisoner's mind, kind of mindset. You understand, you guys? Eh? Let me show it to you. Give me Judges 6. Thank you, Jesus. Judges 6. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, but not you, eh? Not you now, eh? Because you are a child of God. So the Lord delivered them into the Midian for 7 years. Can you imagine that? You know, and then he says, have you been a housemaid for 7 years? That even when you want to go to Dubai, you are thinking of pulling and pushing trolleys. Eh? You guys get it? Eh? Slave mentality, kind of. We were told of a guy, yeah? It's on record. Eh? Is it Papa Wemba or something? In his country, yeah, wow. And then a certain guy saw him outside there, eh? opening doors for some guys. Eh? Now, that's not glory. Eh? That's not the glory. Abraham went to Egypt. Eh? Most of you know the story. The guy increased until now the king feared. Say, if this guy now exceeds here, eh, he will start commanding. Can you imagine? He even wrote, say, he will even take our wives. wife. You see? Eh? Because you see, it says, scripture says that the rich rule over the poor. Have you guys ever actually come across these things? Please stop the poverty Kenyan-ness kind of mentality. Eh? The day you transcend beyond just Kenya, eh, you actually, and not actually just Dubai, no, transcend in the realm of God, where abundance is really happening. Eh? Remember the Singapore thing? Eh? So there were cars passing, cars collecting people, fetching people, and there were people. Actually, they would stand there because we were really observing them. Eh? So they were cars that they were not really entering. Eh? Imagine cars. Like, some of you love Audis here. Eh? Imagine those are the taxis there. Eh? Is it the Papa Wemba Kanda Bongoman? That guy. Eh? So there you are being praised. So here the guy is being praised, but actually out there he's actually doing some other things. Can you imagine that? Let me not go there. So the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, for the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midianites for 7 years. Go down. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. The hand of slavery going to Dubai to push trolleys prevailed. Do we have to go to be gods? And you see, some of these things actually are leaking out, and people actually don't even care. How are they leaking out? You've actually seen people being brought here, eh? Back. If it was really the place, eh? Then you guys be the judges. Eh? Actually, there is a scripture here, I've forgotten it, whereby actually there is a turnaround where actually those guys now become your servants. The former, I've forgotten the whatever. The actually stands around. Only that you haven't yet reconciled with your state of being a king. Not a princess. A king. A king rules. It says you are kings. Until now I realize that. You'll see it here with Gideon. See, man. After you know Solomon, the kings are the ones walking. Okay. The kings are the ones, you know, driving vits. Okay. You can start with it if you want. But just know. Some of us will say, you have a car. Yeah, she says she has a car. I said some of us. Of course, we shall go. They will. I pray you understand the language I'm using. There you were king. This side. And the hand of Midianites prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made for themselves the dens. Now you see here, once they relegate themselves, they start settling for less now. You see, routine comes in. I'll wake up at 5 and then go there. This matatus, if you want to beat the traffic, you are. Am I hurting so many people? For some of you, I'm saying. Okay. You see, for themselves, the dens. Now, you see this? Remember, it also happened to Adam, where he tried actually to build certain things around him to cover himself with things that we are not actually really, you know, mapping up in the realm of God. See, he went, leaves. Transparent leaves. So. Some of you have missed the joke. The caves and the strongholds which are in the mountains. Okay, thank God at least these ones went to the mountains. They didn't go to the valley. Thank God. At least they had something that, you know, that was transcending. You see, go down. Then he says, so it was whenever Israel had sown. Can you imagine you sow a man? You see, here we're talking about a salary. And then where does it go? Most of you know these things. That's why you even before even you come to you know, to some of us, Prophet, I don't have anything to give you. I don't have anything to give you, but I've come as I am. So I say, I'm looking at you, You know, some of you should be knowing better. Today, at least today, you should be knowing better. They've actually paid you as, and then, the joy of family, deducting school fees. I thank God because my children have never been sent off school. Okay. But you see, that's less, Okay, school is good, at that level. But it's not the end of it that, you know, that so much joy should be coming from what? Let me also tell you, do you realize that the guys who would be sent home, you know, back and home, back, but school back, what, all those things, they're actually the guys who are, class monitors here, how is it? Teacher, someone's about talking. One year was a prefect. classroom monitor. Monitoring what? Are you monitoring spirit? You know? Seeing who is talking. Me, I loved talking. For some reason, I would learn in the hands of the teachers. Oh, you go back. But I've talked. And some girls would feel kiwaru, but she has been talking. How come they've not worked? You see? Me. I want to talk in class and you have you guys. Head prefect here, how was it? How is it now? So, not even an MCA. No, yeah. Okay, but for starters, because you showed us that you can report, you can what? Let me leave you guys now. Yeah? Remember, those guys would be organized. Yeah? I told you guys some story. At university, because I loved soccer so much, there was a girlfriend there who I took advantage of her. And I told her, you're going to do that exam for me because there is a crucial match here. He knows. He's here. It was actually a social science what? Match. So that day and time landed on when we had a what? A lecture. He's here. You ask him. I went and prayed that much. Can I tell you? For some reason, the lecturer lost the papers. And then you say, so I enjoyed that side. I think social work 1-2-1. Yes, I don't know. And he used to play the midfield, this man. You know, some of you who speak in Greek, you don't know, you don't understand. You see, for some reason, the thing got lost. All the papers. Yet, actually, that lady seemed to be a very organized lecturer. So, if you excuse me, but I don't know. You know. On the inside of me, I said, ah. Now, you guys, man. Kumba was actually a prophet then. And I didn't know. A lot of stories I can tell you, I'm telling you. It even actually happened in what? In secondary. I told her. Where somewhere I was given a suspension where I was staying. Then I went to, you know. You see? These guys did the exam. For some particular reason, that guy canceled that what? That exam. History. Talking about Amin. How many reasons why he chased away Asians? That was actually the paper. The guy is called Opio. I don't know whether he's still there. Mr. Opio canceled. After 2 weeks. Because they had given me 2 weeks. So I came back. Then I sat that exam. I said, eh? Okay. You see, these things actually have happened to most of you, only that you don't know. You think it's just they are just happenings. Eh? No. And I've told you, you young man, those are not just mere dreams. You know, attach life where it is actually very, that dream disturbing you, wake up and cancel it in the name of Jesus. So you'll actually not even see it again. You understand? So he says, also, Americans, some of you want to go to America. I didn't fancy that place. And no, you guys can go. But not for me. I was there. do people eat? You go, you find out. Some of you have been there. Some of you will go back there. So, okay. For now, let's call them Americans. And the people of the East would come up against them. Now look at this. Go down. Then they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza, as far as Yoshago, that the money, you don't know what happens in between, you know, between the workplace and Ushago, somewhere there. Pew, nothing. Do you understand the language of the spirit here? The produce of the earth as far as Gaza, and leave no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts. But they and their camels were without number, and they would enter the land to destroy it. You know, you can be actually attacked. You know, enter the, you know, that place of discerning. For some reason, some of you wake up, and for some reason, you don't feel yourself. Let me tell you, it's the demonic around. Say, even yesterday, what? And then all of a sudden, you are walking down, and then you slide, poop. And you said, what, pray for me, You are not able to detect and discern what was really going on. Especially on those days when you wake up and you don't feel yourself. I've had a lot of those things. So most of them actually, for me now, are for groaning hearts and lives among us. So now I'll be able to, you know, to project myself into where the Lord wants me to actually go. Then I'll see a certain person, this and whatever. You see, for some reason, you've actually stolen the man at your workplace. For some reason, now you go away with it. You see, no, okay. Pray, our prayer. And then, but don't do it again. Okay. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts, both they and their camels were without number, and they would enter the land to destroy it. Go down. Then he says, so Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Indians. Okay, Indian bosses. You know, have Kiwaru for those guys. The real... real estate, did I say Kiwaru? No, that, yeah, it's called what? It's a good thing, eh? You see, eh? Because children of God are failing to wake up, to rise to the cause of this, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of the Midianites. Now, this one is not, oh God! Oh, what? Eh? There's that crying. Eh? But now you have to cry better. Eh? You know, to cry better is to cry in the spirit. Eh? You guys get it? Eh? It's a not really the tears and what. There's a place where you enter into the spirit, and you know that actually I'm there. Eh? And something shifts. I've told you this on many, many, many occasions. Once you set out to pray in other tongues concerning a matter, for we know that now we don't just fight, landlords and what, blood and flesh. You see? Eh? So you enter that place until now you start to feel a physical pain as if around your tummy. Do you guys get it? Eh? then you actually shift things, because it says out of your belly shall flow rivers of, you know, okay, life, increase and all that. Please don't just cry. Now you know better. Okay. Go down. Then he says that the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel. No. He sent a man of God. He would have put it there. Okay. You know, some of you fear these things. He sent them a prophet. You see it from the word go. Get go. Judges came, they tried to. Things were. Along the judges, there were also prophets around. So what? You go read you know that entire book. You see it. And please read it in the spirit. So he says that the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel, who said to them, thus says the Lord. This was for only the prophet. They show up in such scenarios. Where things are. So we show up and. But how? You see? That says the Lord, God of Israel. Now, that Israel is actually you. You can now interpret it like that. Because now people shall actually say it for you and of you. The God of. This is God personified. The God of Abraham. You know, it didn't stop at Abraham. Paul says it, and my God shall supply. Meaning that there was a way his God was supplying. Not in bits. Kiasi, kiasi, kiasi. But actually in abundance. Can you imagine that? So, he says, thus says the Lord, God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out. So there is up and out. You see that? So it has a up. So I remain there 40 years praying. No, out also. Out of that condition, out of that scenario. I don't care what you did. Even if actually it's you who caused that mistake. Yourself. Up and out. I said up and out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said I don't care whether it was a self-made mistake. That all the cameras show, are showing you. You know, some of you say, no, prophet, how can you add? They saw me. Oh, I mean, dogs. I said, up and out. So he said, I brought you up. No, go back. Out of the house of bondage. Now, what is that bondage? Anything you can think of. Is it money? Is it a financial thing? You see, is it a rental thing? And as we speak, the Lord shall actually give you somewhat rest, a rest. But now that rest means that now you start to think beyond where you are. You understand? Because when that grace comes, a lot of people actually don't know how to detect it. See, can you imagine? 3 months have been paid just like that. After 3 months, they go back to the same. Do you guys understand this language? Because that's actually why you hear them say, can you imagine in 2012 I used to earn 12K? Okay. 100K. But now, Lord, prophet, take me back. No, not in 2012. Do you guys understand that? That, you know, last month things were what? But now what? No, there is something there you should detect. I think my time here, just like we shall wake up and we shall not be in Jacaranda. Okay. You will see it. Okay. says, I brought you up and, you know, no, that the Lord sent. No, no, we have read that. Go down. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egypt. But now, do you understand this? Eh? I delivered you. Eh? He doesn't say, I will deliver you. It is something that already happened in the spirit. Do you guys get it? Eh? If you can catch that language, eh? Know these things. Oh, Lord, when are you coming? So he was it? Until you shift where you have to be. Eh? But now the problem is, you start on well, and then, you know, after a month, maybe you've got a grace here and there, and then you give up. You think actually it stops there. Eh? Praise the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. I thank God I didn't have it, so, but now it's 7K house. Yeah? We shall say, ah, hallelujah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you didn't have. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, for starters. Yeah. But now, a lot of people now build a religion out of that. They stay there because children of God love convenience. For as long as school fees is paid for, I have my wits. That takes me to what? But we all know that even with that wits, you are still scared of fuel. So you put down the what? The windows. Eh? Because you fear the AC. Apparently the AC consumes AC. Okay. So I shouldn't enjoy. Because I'm touching your nerves now. Eh? Put down. No, lay what? Unless you just want to feel the fresh air out, what? AC. Okay, there is a AC. There's an AC for a default. And AC for Vits. Okay, which one is better? You know, some of you are saying, yeah, that's that. Don't pretend, eh? You are now pretending as if you've not heard. Eh? There is a great angel upon that kagal that you are carrying. Eh? Powerful angel. Eh? You know, an angel of, angel of love. Eh? I was going to say angel of romance, but it's the angel of love. Eh? You see, you know, there are many angels. Eh? That some of you need to know how to dispatch them. Eh? They are there redundant. Eh? And some of them come, they bring you this, but you are still caught up in the Vits kind of mindset. Vits. Okay. But what I say? Eh? So bring me from resemble to what? Say, so what's wrong with you? Say, so, I know you leave us alone. <You see? laughs> No, me, I'm used to walking, so I will walk. You see the routine. But that routine is not yours. Eh? If it was so, then the Spirit of God wouldn't have put it there. He says that the kings are walking and the non-remnants are what? Driving. It is there. Riding on horses, but the kings are walking. Don't you think the Spirit of God was so bothered about that? Then why are you making it your routine? No, for me, I'm used. You see there? Now that's where now the problem is. Eh? You see, eh? By the way, it happens with the revelation of God. Some of you, because you see, you prayed in other tongues for 5 minutes, and then a kamirako came, you settled there. Why don't you push it harder? Not harder, but more. For this actually to open up. Eh? Let me tell you how you are robbing the Spirit of God, some of you. Eh? You partner. You know, partnering can also be religion. Eh? It can actually become religion to you. Yeah? Whereby when you have, you partner. Say, eh? No, he told us to partner. What's the till number? Say, 8 shillings you send. Then after that, you get, let's say, 4K out of that. Yeah? Out of nowhere, you get the 4K. Yeah? And then you power it all. You have forgotten here. And then you go back. Say, what? No, he told us that when you want to increase, you partner with that which you have. Let me tell you, if that's the routine, eh? You are missing it. Though that actually happens, you've really missed it. You guys get it? Eh? This is a place of, Lord, I love you, man. Eh? Lord, what do you want to eat? Do you need it comes to the place and actually you're asking him, Lord, what do you want to eat? Eh? Some of you think he doesn't eat. Remember the fatty animals, that kapate. And then he would say, thank you. Then their land would be fertile and all that. You get it. And for some reason, he's using Israel. He's one of the driest places. You know, some of you miss out such. And I delivered you out of the hand of Egyptians. Now, Egypt is bondage in the realm of the spirit. You see, not just what? And out of the hand of all, he said all, landlords, bosses, what? All stubborn boyfriends and girlfriends, all of them, stubborn spouses, and drove them out before you and gave you their land. Go down. Also, I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Now, who is saying these words? You know, some of you want to push it down our throat. Now, so no, the Lord is using you. You said the Lord is using you. Now won't. You know, there is a fake humility that is around the churches. When also they think that speaking politely means humility. So, well, go. So, come, my daughter. Must I also remind you, prophets don't have daughters. They have sons. Okay, in this day and age, it's sons. I'm telling you the truth. So, I'm the Lord your God. Who is saying these words? Isn't it a prophet? No, you are putting your... You are stealing God's glory. No, is the Lord in a panic? Okay. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites. Can you imagine that as far as fear was concerned, they feared gods, witchcraft and all that. I say, no, don't. You see, Amorites, in whose land you dwell. So there's also now staying in the enemy's camp, and you're taking the enemy's camp. Some of you are not following me. Was this actually their land? Then why do you fear to go to Ghana to conquer? Some of you have been there, but actually you just with you what? See, no. See. Now, especially when you see people doing certain things the wrong way. Do you know why there is credit crunch? Credit crunch. Because now the money is crying. You remember that scripture? Yeah? Yeah? It says creation, money inclusive, is what? Groaning. It's groaning. It's waiting for Mr. David to rise up. Let me tell you something that I was sharing with someone recently. You see, it took you to fall first, Kwanzaa, for the world that you had dominion over to fall along. You get it? Adam falls and then the world, everything that he had dominion over, fell along. You understand? Yeah? Those animals you see as wild, they are not actually wild. Do you know who is wild? see you, eh? So some of them either take off or they want to attack you because they see a, you know, how do you say that word? A wildness or what? They see you weird and wild. See this one. They either come, you know, if I took Mr. Sam to the wildlife there, eh? Prophet, you don't like me, man. What have I done? Because you see, now remember Noah. Again, we've told you this over and over again. Noah, for those animals to enter his bosom, which is really the ark, which is really the Christ. You see, his real bosom. Because they were attracted to life. He didn't get a stick to go to the bush. You leopard, you love running around. You cheetah, you think you are fast, eh? Let me show you. No. He stood there. And he projected life unto himself. The life that oozes from the throne of God. Because him and Zoe, they were inseparable. Zoe to mean the good kind of life. So these animals actually came to where there was life. Why actually some of this money, is really repelling you is because the mindset to money is actually not the thing that you are there. You are working hard. What? There's no life there with such mentalities and with such whatever sentiments. You guys get it? If you are still working hard. Lord, so we're working hard. So we no money. So no money. You see there? You can't attract it. You can't. And I'm not saying that fall in love with it because you see the love of it. Someday we shall actually explain that. Because again, that one has also hammered the church. They think it's just the love of it. Oh, you are just... They think now having a default. He's like, yeah, that prophet loves things. Loves money. So you scripture. The love of what? Money? No. It's the beginning of what? Be careful, you people. But now, even you saying these things, you are borrowing a 10K somewhere. A man of God. Okay, let me leave that. Money shouldn't be a problem. We are really, really liberating you over that. Also, I say to you, I am the Lord your God. But did you understand that thing of Noah? Let me tell you, he didn't go and run around with cheetahs and elephants. You elephant, why are you walking wobbly wobbly? Hurry up. No. Cat walk and elephant walk. You can choose. No, I'm not shaming some of you. You see? You see, eh? Would you become a throne of life where actually people can be attracted? You shouldn't be repelling these things. These things actually, you should start attracting them. And it doesn't take such, you know, that much. It's actually you becoming conscious of life. The life of God. For example, how do I manifest 1,000 if I need it? You see, let me tell you how it started with me as well. At first I used to work, but not this work and what. You see, so I realized that working, she knows. At some point I took her there. I was working, yet I was sleeping in a what? Single, dingy, small room. I had the mindset of what? Save. I save. She will tell you the story of the savings. After realizing that this thing has been what? Robbing me of what? I got all the savings and we shared it. She's here. Why? Because actually also the place I was saving from, it was totally wrong. It wasn't increasing. There's also now saving at Limitless. Because there you know that there's an increase that. I'm telling you, such things, some of you think I'm just imposing myself on you. I know what works. I know actually some of you that have run into me through Prophet Wat, open the door. I know what you should be doing at some point, at a certain season, at a certain moment, certain time. But again, you miss it because there's a routine of chasing money. You've chased it for 2 good years. Nothing is coming to a yielding. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then foolishness is keeping on doing the same thing, expecting a certain different result. Now that's foolishness. I will not go there. So after realizing, saving man. Sometimes I would want to go somewhere. What? See, but no, you also have to save. Now our saving religiously. I'm not against saving, but now our saving religiously. Religiously to mean without revelation. You guys get it? Until I realize that no, something must be done to this money. Yeah, where are you? I've got a little. This is your share. When I left that, for some reason, you know, naturally I have a daring heart. I dare things out. I'm not a kind that will settle for certain things. You guys, you know, some of you know, especially here. I'm not a kind who, this thing has, it will disturb me. For a week, it's still what lingering there. I said, no. Naturally, I will not settle for less. I will not enter routines. No. Now, that's me. Would you enter there as well? It might not be natural, but actually you shift it in the spirit. For me, naturally, I have found myself like that. But now also there is an attachment of the grace of the Spirit of God, who actually makes now things even faster. In the Spirit, things are done easily. Things are not hard. You guys get it? I think now it's starting to doze, so I have to, what? So yeah. You are like drunkards now. Or you are drunk of the Spirit. Yeah. I've told of a story. You know, some guys tanked that, you know, hard liquor. And you know they what? They got blind. See, who has switched off the what? The light. Muratina. Apostle Simon. Apostle. He's actually the one who told me the story. I don't know why you guys are laughing at you. Maybe after I hear you, You want deliverance? No, I'm joking. So raise your hands upon him. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. Go down. Now the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, now to be emphatic, to emphasize on certain things, the angel of the Lord came and sat under the what? Terebinth or terebinth, whatever tree, that tree. It can be any tree. Avocado tree. You see, some of you, no, it has to be, no, the Bible says terembe, terewa. And then you miss it. Quoting Greek and memorizing Greek, it means, you know, I went to the Bible study, Bible school. I said, what's about it? People of E groups, how is it, man? Let me even pocket asking you. you reach the so where did we stop last time? But the man of God is the one asking us. No, I'm just seeing whether you did your homework. And then a certain guy, you were in Luke, and then he tells you, we stopped at what? Matthew 100. Ah, man. Because there's no Matthew 100. You see, you guys have made certain things become certain things, but actually you see no results there. Don't you think there is something much more than that? I've left it before you and with you. You're going to see it here with Gideon. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under that tree, which was in Ophrah, not Oprah, not Oprah Winfrey, which belonged to Joash, the Abizarite, whatever, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress, in order to hide it from, you see this, hiding money, I don't know, for some reason, especially ladies, okay, it has escaped me, so hide, you see, and then removing it is actually now treating your mama in Ushago. You see that? So you strap and then they eat it. Okay. I cancel disease. Just to liberate us. You shall eat that money well. If you have really saved it, it's for eating. Eating also involves investing it. Meaning it's actually put to good use. To some of you, it's actually, can you imagine you struggling with 10K? To actually bring it here, 10K, you're struggling with it. No, that's too much. 2K? You see, Those who give sparingly, okay, let me. I hate teaching about those things. Because some of you may think, money. No. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under that tree, blah, 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 blah. So he says, son of Gideon, blah, blah. Go down. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, now remember, this angel is really bringing in manifest which the man of God said. Again, follow with that. So it's not just two people, no. It's really the word, really, becoming flesh. You understand? And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. I see what most of you here, you follow closely, you'll see it. Most of the times I meet some of you, I say, by the way, I see light, I see goodness, I see what? No, for me, what? Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then? Now you see here, something disturbed him. He said, the Lord is with me. See, you said the Lord is with me. But then why am I poor? I loved Gideon's approach. Do you guys get it here? This is a guy that didn't actually want to settle for less. He was tired of caves. He was tired of hiding. He was tired of sleeping in a... You see? Gidurai. Whether 44... or whether 17, whether what, it is still. I'm telling you, and some of you actually, these things are territorial and you don't know. Settling for less, you run there. See, No, prophet. Do you understand what's going on out there? I know by the Spirit. But you will not also drag me into your sentiments. Eh? Because then we shall be just one. Then there's no one who will be helping the other. Eh? You see, let me be a prophet. Eh? So you want me also to say, hey. You know, but I know men of God. Eh? I say, yeah, come here, hug. Especially daughters. You know, for men, you will see the cashew is fading. Same t-shirt, same what? This guy needs deliverance from the Midianites. Up and out in the name of Jesus. So, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? I cancel rejection in any way, whether in relationships or work or that. You see that? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about? You see here, he knew how a certain God was working, but now he's not seeing it. Now this guy, the angel, is coming. Hey, what? The Lord is with you. Say, no. Because if the Lord was with them or is with you, there is some evidence. God is experienced. Gideon removed him from just quoting and memorizing. He said, no, all those things I've actually heard, but now I need to experience him. Do you guys get it? If the Lord is with me, how come I spend the entire week without actually holding 20K on me? 20K is the bare minimum for eating. I'm speaking these things by the Spirit, by the authority of the Spirit. 20K. Yet actually the other non-believer is what? But also there is a way you can shift yourself and start attracting those things into the Spirit. I've taught you that over and over again. Don't just cry. Stage up a war. He says, he teaches my hands to what? To war, to fight. Your hands are not what? I'll beat you and all what? No. It's here, in your belly. You stage up a war. I said, no, I'm not going to settle for this. You see now, this is the language. See, no, I'm not going to settle for that. Okay. It's a Christian president, so to say, in power. Yeah? Meaning that even from their throne, there is a certain place that should be, you know, there's a certain experience, increase and all that, if they really mean it. Of course, I know, I've seen so many things. I'm waiting for the right time to go. I know about some leaders, what? Recently, I was telling someone, You see, Where's Kathy? Okay. You know, I was sharing with her. Maybe she will come here and prophesy it. But let me say it as it came. It was a certain building. I saw a building. It seemed... know whether I should say it now. It seemed like it was an official, you know, high place, kind of, you know, official and high place. And I, you know, there was these goons, not really goons, but these guys had actually read their mission very well on how to attack that. I saw it had pillars, about three of them, and they were as if shooting at it. You see that? So, it's something that I captured recently. And I was actually just taking coffee, and then it opened up. Now, in the name of Jesus, we are going to pray. Officers of the high place, in the name of Jesus, we divert fear, we divert calamity, we divert chaos, we divert every attack in the name of Jesus. this country is for peace in the name of Jesus. It will not be overwhelmed by the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even with individuals in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Pray in other tongues again concerning that matter. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because we cannot thrive where calamity is. In the name of Jesus. We cannot be just disorganized. But because we are here, sent of God and a prophet of God in the name of Jesus, we see it, we divert it. In the name of Jesus, we treat it as it should be. In the name of Jesus, we suffocate fear. We suffocate fear in the name of Jesus. We close out any doors that we are planning to bring in calamity, fear, chaos, in the name of Jesus, and some disturbances in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's done in the name of Jesus. Now you look at this. When it comes, you will know. When it starts to unfold. But again, we have prayed here. You understand? There are so many things that would have happened to this country, but because we are here, fear cannot spill out. Remember that thing of the choppers? You remember that? Actually, some of you don't even know. Remember the chopper that fell in what? In Nakuru. I said it when he was there, plus Tess, who is not here. We are three in a certain house there in Kimbo, what, Roiro. I saw it with every detail. And I mentioned to them, she was just writing those things. You know? So, I saw that chopper falling. Say chopper falling. And I said campaigns chopper. Campaigns. You see, you are friends, you can actually ask them. Especially this. Because you know she will not lie to you. You see? So, and I saw the cause. The cause was actually a guy who had drunk. And then he what? Then yeah, they said, tell you, technical what? No. The guy got drunk. Campaigns chopper. Crash. I saw it. He's here. I've not bribed him. You see? And then that, that canopy that fell off. Again, I think we said it at KSCC there. You see? Calamity, calamity. And again, that's why we are here. Please take advantage of this grace. To some of you, it would have been so much. Because most of you are caught up in this and that and what. Use the prophetic grace. Take advantage of it. We are here to increase, actually, the huge percentage of it is to increase. The way you play around with the prophetic has its own dynamics. It's beyond the pastoral and what? Not beyond, it's different. It's just different. You see, that's why he says that whoever receives a prophet, in the name of a prophet, receive the prophet's reward. He just didn't say man of God. You see that? And then the other category. So take advantage of that. Lord, we preserve the president as well, in the name of Jesus. We preserve him in the name of Jesus because of this preserving grace once again. Thank you, Jesus, that men and women will know in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And where are all his miracles? Where are all his miracles? I believe in miracles as we end. So, which our fathers told us about, which this man has been declaring, where are they? Didn't the Lord bring us up from Egypt? Also, they acknowledge that they were no longer, within bondage and all that. You see? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of Midianites. Understand the language he's using here. Certain things should be happening because the Lord is with them. Not getting used to staying somewhere and what? Man is not what? You go to apply for this, what? They rejected and Say, no, 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 this is not the Lord. Do you guys get it? Do you guys understand it? I want you to understand that language. The man is disturbed. Let's end with one more scripture. You get for me where it is, you know, where Peter. Peter goes back to fishing. And the entire night he's catching nothing. I think it's in Luke or something. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 5, is it? First check with Luke 5. Luke 5, 5 there. Mr. Siloma, this thing is not very fast. Because people need to go and what? Cook for their husbands. And some of you, some what? Please, man. What is this car? What? Toothpick. And a few chips poured on what? So you... may the Lord deliver us, man. Because some of you are looking at those kiosks and they're closing. And I say, where will I get... Why? No. A time has come when actually, man, the food is there. Well prepared. You understand? Pork ribs, man. Then he got into one of the boats. He was with Simon. He was Simon's. He was Simon's aunt, not this one. And asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught. No, no, no. Is that the thing? Yeah? Okay, you go down. Hey, okay. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. Remember how we delivered him in the very beginning? We found him in the same scenario. We taught him how to project. This is a guy who revealed a lot of things. Spiritual aspects. How to actually multiply money. He saw the Lord actually raising these baskets and whatever. Not just our Father. No. It was actually a demonstration of that. Actually, there is a higher realm that actually multiplies and increases things. You just need to know where you know that realm is. Because that realm at some point actually is found in men. Okay. No, no, no. You say God. You say men. God uses men. Angels are not men of God. Some of you have to hear it. You know, some of you quote things that you don't understand. No, the angel said, don't bow before me because I'm also a Pharaoh's servant. And do you know why he said so? Because the wedding had come. I was explaining it to some people. The wedding had come. So now those things, now all of us should actually now what? Come to that kind of throne. So all servants, remember, he also actually included servants and multitudes, those guys, they, you know what most of you call the saints and all that. So it was a full party. Revelation 19, you'll actually find it. So now these angels, do you realize that actually also it says that? Don't you know that you'll also judge angels? Okay. Tricky question here. Not really tricky. Who should be bowing before the other? Between you and an angel? Who? Who? The angel should be. Someone in Psalm says, man. But what is man? You just get it. Do you see how valuable you are? So powerful. Greater than any atomic bomb in this world. If you release yourself to explode into now the realms of the spirit, you'll be untouchable. You guys get it? There's no place you cannot penetrate. Whether they put strongholds and what, those, you know, fortified cities and all that, trying to protect them and what, Dubai is what. You go there and then you conquer them. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we are going with you also. Eh? This is a guy who is lost now. Eh? I like the way my father calls it. He says, we left him with the ministry and then he turned it into a border ministry. Things that not you see, eh? They went out and immediately got into the boat. And then, and that night, they caught nothing. Remember the first time? He got nothing. Year after year. You see here, this is a guy who is not disturbed. At least Gideon understood it. Said, no. You see that? Eh? But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for an anointing called the Christ. Eh? But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Now look at these guys. Had he shaved? Kunyolewa, eh? Had he? Maybe he was a Rasta man. Do you guys understand the language here? But because they can't understand the glory, he was really telling them. Now he's a glorified man. Elevated and seated in the heavenly places, even though he was still here. You understand? Eh? Now they are looking at him. They can't. We left you with this. Can you imagine? Jesus has not yet ascended. The guy has gone back to the border. It can actually happen to some of you. I pray it doesn't. Eh? We teach you things here, and then the moment you get out there, eh, say, then you go back and actually start to use the same measures to actually increase money. No, there is a better way, you guys. Eh? Just pray in other tongues. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboma. Purpose? To follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kaboma and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.